Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, March the 8th. We do have the WASDE report at 11 o'clock over the weekend. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead an hour. Overnight, we had May corn down 3.5 cents at 434.5. May wheat up a penny and a quarter at 529.75. And May beans down a penny and three quarters at 1164.5. Currently, we've got the dollar down another 15 ticks. It has been 30 ticks lower than that. We're down to 102.62. That's a good couple of cents off the highs. If we can see that trend continue, that would be helpful for the U.S. grain market. Farmers are disappointed that President Biden didn't have any talking points about the farm bill yesterday. And I don't think it really means much really for the market, but there was some disappointment in the farm community for sure. Egypt did wind up canceling another 110,000 metric tons of soft red wheat from the U.S. to China. That's the second day of cancellations in a row. That's, again, disappointing for the markets. The WASDE report today, they're looking for the corn carryout to be down 31 million bushels to 2.141 billion bushels. Soybeans up 4 million to 319. Wheat unchanged at 658. World corn down 1.4 million metric tons, world beans down 1.5, and world wheat down 300,000 metric tons. The biggest change are in Brazil, corn maybe down 1.6 million, the beans down 3.5 million metric tons. So obviously the trade will be watching for the Brazilian corn and bean numbers out here today. The general tone is we may have turned a corner in here. We can close higher today. I think we're going to see the funds start to cover some more short positions here. I think the dollar weakening is giving them some angst out here, and hopefully we can turn that into higher prices here today. If the beans can close over 1167, that would be helpful. Certainly corn over May corn over 440 would be helpful, and the wheat over 540 would be helpful there. So we'll see if we can't get something positive with these reports and maybe some more fun buying covering their short positions. And that would be really the guiding factor here. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.